Truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. I mean, like the day I got out of jail after 4 years. 4 whole years without seeing or touching a woman. My mind was like a computer gone mad with all its memory banks, thinking of only one thing, women. Even the last 30 days in prison, that's all I could think about. Every woman I'd ever known, every woman I'd ever made love with. Women, women just marching through my head faster and faster until that minute, that very precise minute when I was released. It was a warm, bright summer morning in the mountains of Pennsylvania. And I got to the bus station with the prison guard. Still no women, there were only two other men there. And suddenly, whoom, it sounded like a squadron of jet aeroplanes, but it wasn't. It was a diesel engine bus, and I hadn't heard one in a long time. But I made up my mind right then and there not to look up into that bus, but keep my head down. Hand the ticket to the driver, get onto the bus, and count three, and then turn so that I could remember my very first impression of women. Well, I handed that driver my ticket, got onto the bus, face in front, and counted slowly. One, two, three, and turned, and there were 18 nuns. That's all there was. The driver, me, and 18 nuns. Eighteen nuns. 17 nuns. 16 nuns. 15 nuns.
14 nuns.
13 nuns.
12 nuns.
11 nuns. 8 nuns. 10 nuns. 9 nuns.
8 nuns. 7 nuns.
6 nuns. 5 nuns. 4 nuns. 3 nuns. 2 nuns. 1 nun. None.
You could cover your floor with rose petals.